This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show.
You're listening to an exclusive podcast of From a Woman's Perspective with Marilyn Weston, heard every Saturday from 8 to 9 a.m. on Zoomer Radio, the new AM 740.
Good morning. Happy Saturday, March 30th. I am Marilyn Weston. This is Zoomer Radio, and you're definitely going to get it straight from a woman's perspective this hour. Last Saturday, we talked about the water crisis in our world. We, as Canadians, are steward of 20% of the world's fresh water, and we learned that we can make every drop of our precious fresh water count. Today is Zero Waste Day. Beyond not wasting water, we need to be aware of how the waste we create negatively impacts on us. We Canadians produce more garbage per capita than any other country on earth. We in Ontario produce the most waste in Canada. It's time we think about how much waste we produce each day and make an effort to work towards zero waste. Each day we produce waste contributes to the plastic and other pollutants that are mounting in our waters and on our land. Our poor waste management is contributing to air pollution, water and soil contamination, and impacting on the health of our planet and us. David Attenborough reminds us that it's one planet and it's in our care. For the first time in the history of humanity, for the first time in 500 million years, one species has the future in the palm of its hands. My question to myself and to you is, what are we each doing to protect our planet and its future? We may feel that our little waste is minute and it doesn't matter, but there are 8 billion of us. When we each opt for one plastic item, be it a straw or a cup or a plastic bag, what is that item going to do to our environment? If we haven't already, we need to start doing something today. We can start with our own individual actions. Simply replace single-use items with those we can reuse. Rather than fall victim to our irresponsible consumerist lifestyle, we can take charge of how we live. We can use the 4 R's: refuse, reduce, reuse, and recycle. Each plastic item we substitute with a reusable one is one less in our environment and in nature. We can choose how we live, and we can leave the generations that follow us a better, healthier world. Billions of objects we use mindlessly in just a moment, like a plastic cup or a straw or a bag, will stay with us for years, perhaps centuries. What we do each day matters, and it affects our world. We need to open our eyes and make smart choices individually. We can start by eliminating as many single-use items as we can. Utilize reusable cleaning cloths, metal cutlery, reusable water bottles. I need not list them all. Each time we choose reusable, we lessen the paper and plastic waste we contaminate nature with. We can buy fresh produce and food that has the least packaging possible. We can opt for paperless billing and save millions of trees. We can use the containers we already have, repurpose items. We can make things useful and they won't end up in landfill. A retired teacher's group I know weaves 3-liter plastic milk bags into mats and sends them to India so children have a surface to sleep on. We each can use our imagination and find ways to reduce our waste. When we reduce and reuse, we're saving ourselves money and we're saving our planet. A sustainable lifestyle benefits everyone. Perhaps zero waste living may feel impossible to achieve. But when we work toward it, we can be alert to what we consume and how we consume, and then we can consume responsibly and live being aware of our waste and what we need to do to eliminate it, not create it. It's worth repeating. how to make zero waste. Let's consume less, refuse what we can do without. Let's use what we have and make things last. Let's eliminate single use and opt for reusables. Let's buy food in bulk and minimal packaging in everything we buy. Let's donate items we no longer use. Let's just not toss mindlessly. Let's go paperless. Let's think a sustainable life and find smart alternatives. A simple one? Use dryer balls instead of dryer sheets. All we have to do is look around and find ways that we can use the four R's. When we rethink the way we consume, each one of us can lower the amount of waste we create. When we implement those four R's, reduce, refuse, reuse, and recycle, our reward will be the personal satisfaction of knowing that we're doing our best each day to help solve the problem of the destructive excess waste we've created. We need to start and keep at it. And we need to know that by doing something, we're doing good. We just need to be mindful and discover the ways we can minimize our waste and do as much as we can when we can. It's possible for each one of us to be less wasteful. It's our problem to solve, so we each must do our share, and we'll find that we will make a difference. Today, the From a Woman's Perspectives team will share their knowledge and experience to anyone wishing to take charge of their life and make informed decisions. We'll get health tips from Dr. Betty Rosendahl and Dr. Vivian Brown and Christine, the health coach. We'll speak about relationships with our Cupid, Linda Miller of Misty River Introductions. We'll talk hearing with Edmund Ivazian of Hearing Aid Source Centers of Toronto. Get smart real estate solutions from Sharon Parenteau. Talk accessibility with Daniel Wiskin of Greater Toronto Accessibility. I'll be your wardrobe doctor. And after one important message about organ donation, we'll talk about investing for our future with financial planner Kevin Giffen of Full Circle Financial. I am Marilyn Weston, and you're definitely getting it straight from a woman's perspective right here, right now on Zoomer Radio.
Every 3 days, someone in Ontario dies waiting for an organ transplant. You can make a difference. Become a registered organ and tissue donor today, online at beadonor.ca. One donor can save up to 8 lives.
Today's guests in conversation with Marilyn Weston are proud sponsors of From a Woman's Perspective. To reach Marilyn and her guests, visit the program's website, marilyns.ca, or call 416-504-6777.
Now Kevin Giffen of Full Circle Financial joins us to help us find a way to be financially well. Kevin, good morning.
Good morning, Marilyn. How are you?
I'm looking forward to learning from you because every time you speak, you have such a personal approach to finance and it's meat and potatoes language, so I like it. So what are we talking about today?
Well, your show starts off talking about waste. And frankly, in financial planning and financial anything to do with finances, waste is a big issue. Everywhere there's waste. Some of the waste is a natural byproduct of living. It is what it is. It's the cost we pay to live. No judgment here. There's certain waste is unavoidable. So we just have to spend money to get from point A to point B. And certain waste is avoidable. The example I might use is food. You know, we throw food that has gone bad or due to overbuying or maybe we've over-ordered something from takeout. Or we lost track of something in the back of the fridge. Everybody has waste. There are costs associated with money and the beneficial managing of money. Reasonable fees, interest charges, transaction charges come to mind. If these expenses lead to greater efficiency or convenience or better returns or overall reduced overall costs, then these are good things. These are good expenses to pay. However, there are factors that can erode your wealth. Let's call them the wealth eroding factors. And they can be things like inflation, taxes, law changes, technological changes. Maybe there's fees in consumer financing, market fluctuations, lawsuits, and even how you set up your retirement income. So some of these can be planned. So let's talk about a couple of them. Let's talk about fees and consumer financing and taxes. So how you set up your retirement income, both at its source and its sequence, can impact how well you live. So if we look at, let's talk about a client, call her Mary. Mary was a classic Torontonian, house rich, cash poor. So we unlocked her house money, virtually doubling her income, and gave her a tax-deductible expense that ultimately reduced her taxes to the order of something like 7%. And the tax rate only gets lower as her income increases and she ages. This is an example of using fees and consumer financing to effect a substantial improvement in lifestyle, and we reduced her taxable income. So we found her money and saved her tax by just rearranging the assets that she had. I'll give you another example. I'm going to call them, John and Joan. This is a successful couple. They live in an affluent neighborhood, and they have significant assets. So there's no ribbon campaigns for this couple. However, we structured their assets in such a way as to reduce their tax rate to approximately 15%. While receiving almost $300,000 in income. Needless to say, they were tickled pink, and they also still got some old age security. There's probably some of your listeners that would be aghast that somebody earning $300,000 a year would get old age security. But my job is to use somebody's money as efficiently as possible. So what we did is we deferred taxes for approximately 10 years, and when we did trigger the tax, we converted that tax from capital gains tax into capital gains tax as opposed to regular income tax. That roughly cut their tax rate by about 50%. They used this found money to fully fund the 8 grandkids' RESP plans. And in this instance, we used a successful reorganization of how the income was received to reduce tax waste and enhance their family wealth. As the accountant said at the time, this is good work. Financial planning really is about making sure that you get your maximum enjoyment out of your money. And if we can eliminate waste and reduce your risk and give you an enhanced existence from the money that you've got, every financial planner in the world would sit back and go, they are happy people when they are able to do that for their clients. And these two examples, one's an affluent couple and another one is a person of more modest means. In each instance, their existence was made better by eliminating waste. And in this instance, it was tax waste.
Well, I've heard before, it's not what you make, it's what you keep. And Kevin, I believe you visit the people that you deal with on a regular basis. You make sure that their plans are in order and you help people plan for their financial well-being. Anyone listening who wants to speak to Kevin and just have a touchstone, a GPS for their future finance and their retirement, Kevin, what number should we call you at?
416-708-6229.
416-708-6229. Kevin Giffen, Full Circle Financial. Someone who cares, who has experience, and will let you benefit from his knowledge and his caring heart. So, Kevin, thank you for joining us and sharing the two clients' story. And I look forward to speaking to you soon.
Marilyn, thank you. Enjoy your day. Enjoy your weekend.
You too.
Marilyn Weston calls it life-changing. The best travel upgrade since business class. You'd better sit down for this one. It's the Travel Buggy, the lightweight motorized wheelchair that folds in seconds to the size of a suitcase, meaning it fits in any vehicle and is allowed on any airplane. See the world again. Regain your independence in the Travel Buggy. Recommended by Marilyn Weston. Test ride a Travel Buggy at Total Access Center, home to Marilyn's The Store. For your appointment, call 416-546-1000.
Now, Dr. Betty Rosendahl of Thornhill Naturopathic Health Clinic joins us with her weekly tip. Good morning, Dr. Betty.
Good morning, Marilyn. So last week we talked about some common hormone disruptors, and these are chemicals that we're exposed to on a regular basis that can affect our hormones, things like pesticides and phthalates and parabens. So today I wanted to talk a little bit about the impact of these hormone disruptors and how we can actually avoid them. So the effect of hormone imbalances are far-reaching, and there's some major impacts that we see, for example. So our endocrine system it's really a complex network of glands that secrete hormones. So when we're exposed to some of these disruptors, it can affect, for example, our thyroid, because the hormone disruptors can compete with the thyroid hormone at the receptor sites. So that can sometimes result in conditions like hyperthyroidism or even hypothyroidism. The reproductive system is really at risk, for example, because estrogen, progesterone, and testosterone are also vulnerable to dysfunction. And for example, BPA, for example, that's found in the plastics, has a similar structure to estrogen, and so BPA can bind to our estrogen receptors. So many of my patients, when they come in, we do testing, and many patients can be what we call estrogen, they can have too much estrogen in their body. That can result in many different types of symptoms, for example, hormonal disruption, fertility issues, and worsening of menopausal symptoms. Metabolic dysfunction is one of these things that I often will treat. For example, many hormones impact our metabolism, and disturbances can lead to serious health issues, things like obesity, liver disease, and even diabetes. So how do we avoid some of these hormonal disrupting chemicals? So a hormone-friendly diet can be really helpful, choosing organic foods whenever possible, and certainly even by buying some organic products can lessen our exposure. And even with organic vegetables, we need to wash them very, very well to get rid of any chemicals that might have gotten onto the onto those vegetables or fruits. We definitely want to eat less processed foods. Try to focus on what we call the outer edge of the grocery store to avoid the packaged and processed foods. And studies have found that ingredients found in overly processed foods can actually interfere with our hormone regulation. The other thing I recommend as a naturopathic doctor is to avoid storing our food in plastic containers, because that's where we find the hormone disruptors like BPA. So really try to store your food in glass or metal containers. And if we're buying canned foods, look for what we call BPA-free containers. Now, other exposures can come from personal care products. We really want to focus on what we call phthalate and paraben or BPA-free products. So when we're buying soaps and shampoos, that can be really helpful. And often these products are labeled, so it makes it a lot easier. From a household perspective, I often will have my patients invest in an air purifier, for example, because we're exposed to a lot of chemicals during the summer from wildfires. Drinking filtered water, certainly bottled water, can sometimes contain harmful microplastics. So invest in a high quality filter. And I often would recommend for my patients to look at cleaning products that are labeled green, for example, and even making your own cleaning products with lemon juice or soap, vinegar, that can be very helpful. So there's many, many types of recommendations, probably too far to mention on today's program, but certainly if people have more questions, they can give me a call at 905-707-2001, and my website is thornhillnaturopathic.ca.
So whether it's about chemical disruption in your body or any health issue, you can get to the root of the problem and deal with it naturally. One complimentary consultation with Dr. Betty is yours. You simply just have to call 905-707-2001. That's Dr. Betty Rosendahl, Thornhill Naturopathic Health Clinic, 905-707-2001. Thanks, Dr. Betty, and we'll talk again soon.
Thank you so much, Marilyn.
Are you a believer? Convinced there's a correlation between our environment and your health? Then yes, you should believe in naturopathic medicine as a genuine alternative. Visit thornhillnaturopathic.ca and book a free 15-minute consultation with Dr. Betty Rosendahl, ND.
To live our best, to stay engaged in life, To be happy and comfortable and enjoy the company of others, we need to be able to hear well and converse. Today, to explain how hearing devices can help improve our life, we welcome hearing instrument specialist Edmund Ivazian of Hearing Aid Source Centers of Toronto. Good morning, Edmund. Happy Zero Waste Day.
Good morning, Marilyn. Zero Waste Day is a tall order for some. In my travels, I have seen villages burning their trash with thick plumes of smoke that contaminated the village air for several hours. It was a hot summer evening, and most of the people who lived in this village had their windows open and were exposed to this toxic air. And as much as it pained me to see this, I was powerless to do anything about it, because this is the way they have always done it, and they have no alternatives. These types of situations are common in places all around the world. In our line of work, we regularly take in old hearing aids from people, and we replace them with new hearing aids. But these old hearing aids are sent to organizations that refurbish them and give them a second life in places that would never have access to a hearing aid or even a hearing clinic. These organizations do several missions all around the world and give away hundreds of hearing aids to the people who need them, and also create a facility and train hearing care professionals to help service the hearing aids and help people hear their best. This type of mission is near and dear to my heart, because I see just how much difference it makes in people's lives, and I would encourage anyone listening to donate the hearing aids that might be sitting in drawers or old boxes somewhere in the home. Whether it is old hearing aids from a decade ago or even some that might be only a couple of years old, there's often some life left in these hearing aids, and they should not be sent to landfills. Bring these hearing aids to one of our clinic locations, and we will happily accept them and make sure they get to the right people. Helping people have great conversations is what we do. We just so happen to use hearing aids as the tool to make that happen. If you or someone you know is having difficulty having great conversations, take action, make a phone call, book a hearing test, and have a conversation about hearing aids. It could be the start of a new great conversation.
Well, I'm pleased that you contribute to zero waste in your practice. Hearing Aid Source Centers of Toronto wants to have a sustainable world and works with us so that we can hear our best, but we can also do our best to contribute to a zero waste day and a zero waste life. Edmund, if someone has hearing aids that they want to make work better, they're not happy with them, they bought them elsewhere, will you look at them, or do they have to go back to their originator?
Oh, yes, absolutely. We look at hearing aids from other clinics all the time, and we usually within a few minutes, maybe 20 minutes or so, we can get them up and running and really optimize so that they can actually get the value that they paid for them.
So if you have any questions about hearing aids, be they ones you want to put in your ear and you're not happy with, or perhaps you need a hearing test and a fresh start, it doesn't matter. If you want to hear your best, a conversation with Edmund Ivazian will get you started. Hearing Aid Source Centers of Toronto. And your number, Edmund?
The number to reach us at is 416-754-4327.
416-754-4327. Old hearing aids can be made to work, or they can be recycled and not end up in landfill. Regardless, one conversation with Edmund Ivazian and you'll know how to proceed. 416-754-4327, Hearing Aid Source Centers of Toronto. Thank you, Edmund. I look forward to speaking to you next week.
My pleasure, Marilyn.
It's not always easy to meet someone new. When we feel ready to do so, that's when we can use an experienced matchmaker with a high success rate. Here, on From a Woman's Perspective, we call her Cupid. It's matchmaker Linda Miller of Misty River Introductions. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning, Marilyn. So today I thought I'd address a question I get quite a bit, and it was brought up to me again by a lady by the name of June, and she's a new client with us. And before she joined, she said, you know, she's very concerned. She said, you know, where do your clients come from? I feel like this is going to be like going to a singles dance or something where you go, or a spin dating thing, and it's all women. And our service is very different than that. We work very hard at keeping our numbers even. Our clients come from all over, but 50% of the clients that come to us have heard about us through someone they know. So a friend or a family member has used our service successfully. And so those are the best kind of clients to have, because you don't have to really sell yourself in any way. They know about the service. They know how it works. They know it's effective. And then, of course, we advertise on CTV. We do CHGH from time to time and CP24. As well, we do Facebook and Instagram. I do videos every week to put on Instagram, and people follow us on Instagram so they can hear my dating tips and dating do's and don'ts and that kind of thing. So there's many ways that people come to our service. And she was also questioning, like, how do people, like, why do people use our service? And one of the things I find is men come to us because it's easy, and they like the ease of use. So they go maybe once or twice with a friend, and they go, oh, my goodness, I can't do this. I don't know how to do this anymore. So it's very easy for them. We provide a match each week, and they either are interested or not interested. Whereas women come to us a little bit differently. I think they come to us for the safety and the confidentiality aspect. They know that I've done the due diligence on these people, and they know when they meet somebody that they are who they say they are, they live where they say they live, and I've vetted them to some extent. So, and also all their personal information isn't spread all over the internet for everyone to have a look at. So I think people come to us for different reasons, and I think that is a fear. The men fear that, you know, there's not going to be enough women, and the women fear that there's not going to be enough men. And it just isn't so, because I spend a long time going through and making sure that we have the same amount of people in each age category of each sex. So it is something we keep on top of. And, for instance, when we do the women's show in Toronto, we'll do the sportsman's show, or we'll do the outdoor adventure show. So we're getting even numbers of men and women coming on board.
Well, it's interesting that you say that, because people do ask me, do you think that there are men out there enough in my age group? But age is not a barrier at Misty River, from what I understand. Anyone listening who's ready to meet someone new and just wants to find out what this is all about, the best thing to do is take Linda up on her offer of an hour's consultation and see if this is where you want to go. Her number, 1-877-334-9041. That's 1-877-334-9041. Cupid does exist here on From a Woman's Perspective. Linda Miller, Misty River Introductions. And if you're ready, she's ready to help you. Thank you, Linda, and I look forward to a happy story next week.
Thanks, Marilyn.
Linda Miller's experienced team of matchmakers meets and interviews each of her 10,000 clients. Not only does Misty River Introductions find and connect you with someone you have real chemistry with and are attracted to, they also coach you on how to turn that connection into a healthy, loving relationship. Book a free consultation at mistyriverintros.com.
Today's guests in conversation with Marilyn Weston are proud sponsors of From a Woman's Perspective. To reach Marilyn and her guests, visit the program's website, marilyns.ca, or call 416-504-6777.
Now, women's health expert, award-winning family physician, one of Canada's top Women of Influence Award recipients, and author of the best-selling book, The New Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging, Dr. Vivian Brown joins us with her weekly tip. Good morning, Dr. Brown.
Good morning, Marilyn. So nice to speak to you. And today I wanted to talk about hair loss, because for a lot of people, it's very emotional to start losing your hair. It's not just cosmetic. And we know that hair loss can appear in many different ways. For some people, it's gradual thinning on the top of your head. Other people may get a circular or patchy bald spot. Sometimes after physical or emotional shock, you can have sudden loosening of your hair. Your hair just sort of comes out in bunches. Some people get full body hair loss, and certain conditions can cause that. And sometimes people get patchy scaling that spreads over the scalp. So I think if you're distressed by persistent hair loss and you want to pursue treatment, you should see your doctor because there's lots of different causes. One of the most common is family history or hereditary. We know that hormonal changes, menopause, different medical conditions could cause hair loss. Sometimes you may be low on a certain medications or supplements. You know, if you've got very low iron, for example, that can affect hair loss. And hair loss can be related to certain diseases, depression, cancer, arthritis. We also know that hair loss can happen if you've had radiation or chemotherapy. And sometimes a very stressful event can cause hair loss. So I think there's some things to do to try and prevent hair loss. And one of them is be very gentle. You know, we use a lot of hot things on our hair. Women go to the hairdresser and use hot rollers and curling irons and different kinds of chemicals on your head, and all that is irritating to your hair. We think that your doctor should review what medications and supplements may be affecting hair loss. Sunlight, surprisingly, can affect your hair as well as other sources of ultraviolet light. And you've heard me say this before, Marilyn, but smoking is not good for you in general. And there is an association of smoking and baldness in men. And finally, if you're in chemotherapy, sometimes wearing a cooling cap can reduce your risk of losing hair during chemotherapy. So bottom line, if it's distressing to you, it's worth it to see your physician.
Useful advice in clear language. Exactly what the New Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging is all about. Anyone who wishes to take charge of their health should find the book. It's a Canadian bestseller. You can get it on Amazon. You can ask your local bookstore. And if you wish a signed copy, you can order it through me. Just call me, Marilyn Weston, at 416-504-6777. And I almost forgot, drvivianbrown.com. You can go to Dr. Brown's website and order it there as well. No excuse for not taking charge of your health. Here's a book that will help you, The New Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging. Thank you, Dr. Brown.
Thank you, Marilyn.
Are you a believer? Convinced there's a correlation between our environment and your health? Then yes, you should believe in naturopathic medicine as a genuine alternative. Visit thornhillnaturopathic.ca and book a free 15-minute consultation with Dr. Betty Rosendahl, ND.
Now our downsizing realtor, Sharon Parenteau, joins us with her Smart Realty Solutions. Good morning, Sharon.
Good morning, Marilyn. Thank you for bringing attention to the waste crisis our world is facing today. I wholeheartedly endorse your efforts to inspire listeners toward careful consumption. If you're like me and grew up hearing waste not, want not, the message was to hang on to what we've got to protect against future scarcity. We often carry this message into adulthood, setting us up to keep accumulating, preparing, storing, warehousing. Saving for a rainy day became synonymous with prudence and wisdom. But I'd like to challenge that wisdom and turn the definition of waste on its head. Have you ever considered that it might actually be wasteful to keep things you don't need? To explain, I'd like you to consider that clutter in our homes, otherwise known as the surplus we've accumulated over the years, is actually very wasteful. Clutter is a waste of space. Did you know that 47% of Canadian seniors live in dwellings with three or more bedrooms? There are 2.2 million empty bedrooms in the GTA. Time. It's a waste of time. Experts estimate that a solid year of our lives is spent looking for lost items. The daily minutes that we lose in wasted productivity, not to mention having to rebuy items we know we have but we just can't find because we have too much stuff. Clutter is also a waste of money. In an average three-bedroom home, there are usually about 10 separate rooms. But how many of those are actually used? for most people, it's about 3. That means that fully 70% of the cost of running your house is putting a roof over your stuff, not you. If you could reduce your stuff, you could reduce the size of your dwelling. And that could mean the difference of literally hundreds of thousands of dollars if you're a homeowner. The average price for a detached home in Toronto last month was $1.65 million, while the average condo is only $725,000. Do the math. Warehousing your surplus stuff is expensive. I also think clutter is a waste of your well-being. Unless you think that all I'm talking about is money, we need to address the most important cost of clutter, losing our sense of well-being. If we can't invite people in and become isolated, or we feel anxious in a visually chaotic environment, or trapped in a home that isn't suited to our needs as we age, then we're squandering the most important resource we have, a home that doesn't support our wellness, financial, and lifestyle goals is the ultimate in misspending. Finally, clutter is a waste of opportunity. The final way that clutter is wasteful is that by holding on to things despite not using them, we are missing out on the opportunity to bless others with our surplus. By taking that thing, that unused appliance or power tool or whatever it is, and putting it back into circulation, you are giving it new life and helping someone else. No new item needs to be produced in some faraway factory, and you experience the good feeling of preventing something good from going to waste. If you'd like to start your spring cleaning by clearing out the surplus stuff, we have an amazing offer for you. It's our 30-day decluttering challenge email campaign. Each day, you'll receive a straightforward task that can usually be finished in less than 30 minutes. There will also be tips from experts and inspirational quotes to keep you motivated. You can sign up at smartrealtysolution.com. And if all that money talk about numbers has you wondering what kind of value your home might have right now in today's real estate market, then head on over to smartrealtysolution.com or call me, Sharon, at 416-460-5636, and we can send your property report right away.
Well, you haven't earned the name Downsizing Realtor for nothing, and you definitely have smart realty solutions. Thinking about wasted space, costing money, our stuff wasting our time looking for it, all these thoughts that you have mentioned are really practical. Thank you very much for doing your effort to create a zero waste day and a zero waste life. And for the people listening who are in a home and wondering whether they could do better or different, today's the day to talk to Sharon Parenteau. She's realtor extraordinaire. She knows about downsizing, decluttering, and most importantly, she knows the value of property today. One call will get you started, and once you're empowered with the right information, you can make an informed decision. Her number again, 416-460-5636. That's Sharon Parenteau, Smart Realty Solutions, 416-460-5636. And don't forget, she's offering you free decluttering challenges. So lots of good reasons to talk to Sharon. Sharon, thank you very much and look forward to speaking to you again next week.
Thank you, Marilyn.
You feel it when your daughter uses your gemstones in her wedding ring. A link to the past, a dream of the future. There's something beautiful about giving old jewelry a new life. Pamela Lauz Jewelry can help you feel it too. Visit PamelaLauz.com.
Now I'm Marilyn West and your wardrobe doctor. My mom, Pola, was tall for her generation, and clothes never were long enough at the hemline or the sleeves. Clothes were hard to come by for her and her 9 siblings in Poland in the 30s and 40s. Thankfully, her mother, Amalia, was good with a needle and thread. Whenever a box of used clothing from a relative arrived from America, dresses became skirts, items were fitted and refitted, odd leftover strips of fabric became cuffs for trousers and shirts for my mom and others, and it lengthened whatever was necessary. Everyone in the family got something new to wear. The clothes weren't dismissed or regarded as cast-offs. Rather, they were appreciated as fashion treasures. Old tablecloths became tote bags. Silky evening dresses became new linings for jackets. Everything that came in that box got restyled or repurposed and definitely reused. Nothing was wasted. It was a zero waste. That was in the 30s and 40s. Today, we have fast fashion. Despite the pollution and waste crisis, consumers thoughtlessly shop and buy more than they need. It's at a heavy cost to our environment, to our individual health, and our planet as a whole. Zero Waste Day today is a wake-up call for each of us to think before we buy. Fast fashion is bad for us and for our environment. The dyes used have toxic chemicals that end up in our waterways and are responsible for 20% of world water waste. Fashion accounts for up to 10% of global carbon dioxide output. Around 2/3 of our clothes are made from synthetic fibers, making fashion responsible for the production of 300 million tons of plastic. The more we consume and the quicker we toss, the faster the landfills are filled. In Canada, about 82 pounds of textile waste per person ends up in our landfill each year. And it can take hundreds of years for those fibers to break down. Plus, as they decompose, they release carbon dioxide and methane, which are greenhouse gases. So my wardrobe doctor tip for today is about how we can live a more sustainable life when we shop for our clothes. We can buy clothes that are investment pieces, things that are classically designed and appeal to us, and that will stand the test of time. We can support clothing companies that use recycled materials. Just that alone will decrease toxic emissions by 50%. We can buy gently used items. After all, one person's waste can be our treasure. We can do swaps with our family and friends. And we can donate and put clothes we love to wear in our closet and have good space for them because we've donated. We can build a wardrobe that gives us pleasure and sends a positive message to the world and still do our part for zero waste. We can make our clothes last. We can care for them and enjoy them over a longer time. Perhaps we can rediscover our needle and thread. We can avoid the trend bandwagon. Rather, we can establish our look and select clothes that suit us best and fit all aspects of who we are, and then use them and enjoy them without overshopping. By doing this, we'll have a wardrobe that we'll love to wear and that we'll be able to keep and enjoy and save our planet, because it's important for us to be living a sustainable lifestyle and minimizing our carbon imprint. We have a negative impact on our environment when we overshop and we don't pay attention. I'm happy to share my knowledge and experience as Marilyn West and the Wardrobe Doctor with anyone who has any questions about dressing and organizing their closet. You can call me directly at 416-504-6777. That's Marilyn Weston, 416-504-6777. I look forward to speaking to you. In a moment, I'll return as Marilyn Weston, your host, and we'll speak with Christine, the health coach, and Daniel Wiskin of Greater Toronto Accessibility, and we'll have more conversations as well. I am Marilyn Weston, and you're getting it straight from a woman's perspective right here, right now on Zoomer Radio.
We are all beings of meaning and community. We provide care at home, hospital, retirement, and long-term care homes. We focus on the social by providing free programs online or in person. Visit us at mosaichomecare.com.
Now our weekly tip from Christine, the health coach. Good morning, Christine.
Good morning, Marilyn. Importance of exercising. Some studies have shown that inactivity is a major factor in weight gain and obesity. To understand the effect of exercise on weight reduction, it is important to understand the relationship between exercise and energy expenditure. Your body spends energy in three ways: digesting food, exercising, maintaining body functions like your heartbeat and breathing. While dieting, a reduced caloric intake will lower your metabolic rate, which can delay weight loss. On the contrary, regular exercise has been shown to increase your metabolic rate, which can burn more calories to help you lose weight. Additionally, studies have shown that combining aerobic exercise with resistance training can maximize fat loss and muscle mass maintenance, which is essential for keeping the weight off. Summary, exercise is crucial to supporting a healthy metabolism and burning more calories per day. It also helps you maintain your muscle mass and weight loss. Call me for a complimentary consultation on how to get started on a proper exercise program for yourself at 416-809-4084 or visit my website, ChristineTheHealthCoach.com, and see if this is right for you.
First steps are usually difficult. However, when you have Christine, the health coach, on the other side of the line, making a call and getting the information you need will be simple. Take down the number 416-809-4084. You can boost your metabolism and learn how exercise can help you with one simple call and make Christine your health coach. 416-809-4084. Thanks, Christine, and we'll speak again next week.
Thank you, Marilyn.
Moving seniors with a smile removes the stress from moving. Need help deciding what to take, what to sell, and what to give away? Book a free consultation at movingseniorswithasmile.ca. When it's time to move, seniors do it with a smile.
Today's guests in conversation with Marilyn Weston are proud sponsors of From a Woman's Perspective. To reach Marilyn and her guests, visit the program's website, marilyns.ca, or call 416-504-6777.
Now, accessibility expert Daniel Wiskett of Greater Toronto Accessibility joins us. Good morning, Daniel.
Good morning, Marilyn. You know, a few weeks ago, I met a lovely couple. Their name is Dorothy and John. They live in a main floor condo. And the problem is John is confined to a wheelchair. And now that he's in a wheelchair, he can't get through the door to go into the bathroom. And even if he could, this is the biggest step I've seen into a shower, especially in a condo. It's like 10 inches high, which is almost impossible for anybody of any ability, but especially for someone in a wheelchair. It's also very tight. There's no turning radius for that wheelchair inside the bathroom. So they've asked us, with all of our experience, to come in and do a renovation to make it accessible. Luckily, they have a partition wall dividing the bathroom and the kitchen. So what we plan on doing is taking down the middle wall and expanding it into the kitchen 2 feet. So that's going to give us 8 feet inside of the actual bathroom. We're going to eliminate that 10-inch curb, and we're going to flush out the entire floor so everything is level and you can walk right into the shower or wheel into it in John's case. We're also going to take out the vanity. We're going to put in an accessible wheelchair-accessible vanity so you can roll under the sink, wash yourself properly, and you won't have any worries. And lastly, we're going to widen the door, especially because I spoke about that. It's only 24 inches now. For accessibility, you need a 36-inch door minimum, so that's what we're going to be doing for John. When we're done this job, it's going to totally change John's life, and especially Dorothy, who's assisting him in this manner. So we're so excited. We're breaking ground on this job in the middle of April. We've done it many times before, and we cannot wait to do this job and make this client super happy and make it wheelchair accessible.
So anyone listening who's having difficulty with their bathroom, accessibility is always off-putting because we think it's going to look institutional. Is this going to look institutional even though it's a wheel-in shower?
Great question, Marilyn. Absolutely not. We make it look modern. You won't even know it's for accessibility when we're done because you can pick the tiles you like. We have accessories that hold 500 pounds of weight, so it replaces what a grab bar used to look like. Now it can be an actual soap dish grab bar. You won't even know the difference. And everything we're doing with the wood quality and the look of the toilet, you won't know it's for accessibility.
And if someone wants to talk to you about making their bathroom, whether it's in a home or a condo, accessible and attractive, how do we reach you?
You can call me directly at 647-206-6409.
647-206-6409. And what about a quick show special?
For sure. I'm going to give the total home bath check for free for the first three callers. It's usually $89.95. I'll come into your home, design a bathroom for you, give you some options with pricing so you know what you're looking for. And anybody that's interested in doing that, Marilyn, free for the first three callers.
Do it once and do it right with Daniel Wiskin of Greater Toronto Accessibility, 647-206-6409. Thank you, Daniel. We'll talk again next week.
Thanks, Marilyn.
On this Zero Waste Day, we can ask ourselves what we're doing and what more we can do to achieve a zero waste lifestyle. Positive changes for all the earth can start with our own individual actions. The words are easy to remember and they're simple. Rethink, refuse, reduce, reuse, recycle. Jane Goodall tells us, "You can't get through a single day without having an impact on the world around you. What you do makes a difference, and you have to decide what kind of difference you want to make. There is a waste crisis on our earth, and we can't continue to pretend that our little part of creating waste doesn't matter. It does. Every little bit we do that moves us closer to a waste-free life is positive. We can take small steps and resolve to be part of the solution and not contribute to the major problem. Any inroad we make, even our tiniest steps forward, are better than staying where we are or taking steps backward. We must do all we can to fight pollution by living as much as we can a sustainable lifestyle. Let's not give up. Let's produce less trash. We may not get to 100% zero waste, but the higher our individual score, multiplied by the billions who inhabit this earth, will definitely turn things around. Together, we can conquer pollution and transform our world. Each of us can be part of the zero waste movement. Our goal can be to generate as little waste as possible. So let's change our habits. Let's learn and share our knowledge and encourage those in our life to do the same. Let's ask ourselves, do we really need it? And when the answer is no, let's refuse it. Let's reduce what we use, let's reuse and repurpose what we can, and let's compost what rots. Perhaps we can share Mother Teresa's sentiments. She said, "I don't agree with the big way of doing things. I only feel angry when I see waste, when I see people throwing away things we can use. So let's all do it. Let's minimize our waste and explore a sustainable life." It's time now to say goodbye and thank you for today. Thank you to all the healthcare workers, service providers, and caregivers. And thank you to Duncan, Ian, and the production team. And thank you to the From a Woman's Perspectives team of experts. And a very, very special thank you to you for joining us and doing your share to make a better world. Please know that all the From a Woman's Perspective team is here for anyone who wishes to take charge of any aspect of their life. We'll gladly answer your questions and share our knowledge, our experience, and our expertise. Our contact information is on my website, marilyns.ca. That's marilyns.ca. Just look under the heading On Radio. You'll also find previous shows archived there. And you're always welcome to call me directly if you prefer. My number, 416-504-6777. And don't hesitate, I love to hear from you. 416-504-6777. Have a satisfying day, a positive week, until we speak again from a woman's perspective here on Zoomer Radio. Oh yes, and before I run, consider this. Waste isn't waste until we waste it. Let's live by all the R's and minimize the garbage we produce. Our world will be better when we do it, and it's possible. So let's try. Bye-bye for now.
This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show.